To the halachas of Birchas and Nehenin, which is a very significant area of halacha. People come, they want to learn an easy area of halacha. They learn Birchas and Nehenin, and they find out that it's not the easiest area of halacha at all. So this will take us a while. I want to go through this, make sure we get everything clear. The first part, I want to talk about the importance of the concept of brachas. The Mor says that more Menachos, other places, the Mor says that there was a Megefa in Klal Yisrael, and David HaMelech instituted as the antidote to this Megefa the halacha of saying Mei Brachos B'chol Yoyim. The Rebbeinu Bakai says that actually this takana was in place from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu already. This is therefore one of the first takanas which you have in Klal Yisrael was made by Moshe Rabbeinu, and it was forgotten in Klal Yisrael, and David actually reinstituted this takana of Moshe Rabbeinu. So you want to know one of the first takanas of Moshe Rabbeinu instituted, that was the first rabbanim that we have, is Birchas and Nehenin. So 100 brachas per day. One of the other ones is actually Kriyas HaTorah we spoke about. The Moshe Rabbeinu instituted Kriyas HaTorah. The Magen Avraham takes this concept, the Sefer Yitzchak, and he says that the Drasha that the Mor says that Mo Hashem Lekecha Shelmei Moach, the Mor says Al Tikra Mo Elameya, is a deraisa. So the din of 100 brachas per day is a din deraisa, not even a drabanan. It's actually a din deraisa that a person would say 100 brachas every single day. What's interesting to think about this concept is that the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, at the beginning of Bayis Sheni, which is many, many years later, that's when they established what's called the Matbea Bracha, the actual form that a bracha has to take. In Bayis Rishon, there was no standard in the Matbea Bracha. I mean, each person would have to come up on his own with 100 brachas to say every single day. So each day, a person would stop 100 times during the day and say, you know, there's something in my life which is special. I want to thank Hashem for the fact that I have that. So that was each person's personal expression to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. In the beginning of Bayis Sheni, the Anshei Knesset Gedolah recognized that that's not always going to work for us. We're not always going to come up with that. So they gave us a standard nusach of bracha, things that we're supposed to say brachas for. And that includes the Birchas HaShachar, the Tefillah, and that includes the Birchas HaNehenin. But each day, a person is going this 100 times a day, the concept still applies. That each time you do that, a person has to have in mind that he's stopping to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something which he has special in his life. The fact that he has food to eat is something extraordinary. And a person stops and says, thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fact that he has that food. Have a good morning.